Welcome to the 26th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
And back is Kyle.
Oh, welcome back, you two. It's been a couple weeks.
I know, it's been a while.
Rebecca's eating broccoli salad.
Yeah.
Someone's got to eat some nom noms right meow.
It's really good.
Kevin, you got a
QFC,
milk
if anybody,
low stash somehow.
AKA Kroger.
Yeah, sweet Kroger.
Yeah.
Milk mustache.
Oh, you do have a milk mustache. Yeah.
It's kind of like an awkwardly located.
We're all over the place right now because we're holding out because Bite of Seattle is going on right now, and it's literally across the street from our apartment.
Yeah.
So
I'm very
excited. We're
kind
of holding out for foods.
Carnival. I cannot wait for strawberry.
Don't touch those cashews, Rebecca.
Strawberry funnel cake. That's what I'm excited for.
It touched.
Eat all my carny food
and
that I like.
Rebecca doesn't like cashews, and there's cashews in the broccoli salad I gave her, and she accidentally scooped up some cashews, and it was upsetting.
Yeah, that's just like.
So what's up with that? Like, what is it about? Like, I mean, have you discovered anything today about why you don't like it?
Creamy.
Oh, it's a creamier
like
texture.
Creamy and
it's less crunchy than a normal nut, maybe.
They make me feel sick. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Maybe she has a cashew allergy. Specific.
So specific.
They piss me off.
They make me angry. Anyways.
So what do we drink today, guys? What are we drinking?
Oh, I made Kevin a smoothie, and obviously it's not up to par to his standards.
It looks purple, so I'm going to guess there's like blueberries
there's
in there.
Frozen chunks of blackberries.
Blackberries. Okay.
And blueberries.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's okay.
Anyway. And all you're drinking Schwachsta?
No, just water.
Disappointed.
That's what...
Rebecca and I are recording a video later today, so yeah. I'm saving my vodka drinking for that.
Oh, swatch your face?
No.
No, it's a cosplay... So Kevin and I filmed a video, it was like Build It, is what I called
it,
where we challenged each other to build Ahri from League of Legends ears, following a tutorial. I definitely won, by the way, just so you know.
I don't know about
People
that.
People voted me.
I think Kevin's is more like Redonkulous, but
yeah.
which is half anime, though. Half anime is about,
yours
well,
couldn't even
it's
stand up.
League of Legends, so...
Yeah, well,
it's still not fine. I have them.
So Rebecca and I.
Your construction's very serious, all right?
Those are mine.
There's dimensions you can't really. There's not much tolerance
Eighth inch tolerance.
Small.
That's all I got.
Anyway.
Yeah. Kevin just needs a little bit more support.
The proportions is a bit.
Mine are A-okay. Those of you that.
If you're watching the video podcast, Kevin and I are
well,
wearing them.
If you're
them,
watching the video, you know.
Mine are super
loose,
though, right?
Look at the description.
Yeah. They're perfect.
Anyways,
I found mine. The gap. I think the gap for Kevin's is a little awkward.
Anyways, Rebecca and I are doing a cosplay makeup challenge. Yeah. Just a basic cosplay tutorial that I found.
Is it going to be called another Build It? Or
it's
going
to be called... I'm changing
wear
it to
it.
Build It Challenge.
Okay.
Build It Challenge.
How about Do It Challenge?
Build It. No. I don't know. I'm bad at
no.
Anyway, no.
No. Just say makeup. Just say it's
no.
called challenges.
Rebecca doesn't like
well,
do it.
We have to name them
it's
something.
Easy challenges.
Program.
Easy challenges. You have some fancy nails there, Rebecca.
What?
I said you have some fancy fingernails.
Oh, yeah, she's got sparklies on.
Oh, yeah. American Apparel glitter.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway. So Rebecca and I are doing that later today. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a video eventually, soon.
Mm-hmm. Eventually.
6 to 8 weeks, bro.
Well... I did film a video before we left for Anime Expo about how to look slimmer in images. And people keep asking for it, actually. Like, they don't know I'm doing it. I'm
going to
take a look at what I recorded, and I might redo it because I was kind of awkward sauce in it. So,
yeah. Were you like Kevin?
That was an exception.
That was special.
Holly doesn't let me help record the other videos.
Like what?
Like your How to Look Slimmer video.
You don't need to be in it.
Yeah, shooed me away and said, go away.
Oh, well, I send him to the bedroom and I make him turn the white noise machine on so he can't hear anything.
Oh, my God.
Well, if he's out here, he just clacks on his loud clacky clack clack keyboard that drives me nuts and you can hear it in the background. It's like clack, 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 clack. So I have to send him to the bedroom. Like, get out of here.
Wow, send you to the bedroom.
I perform better.
Hashtag used and abused Kevin.
I know. Anyways. Ritz, the company that makes the dye, they for a long time
not evolved... Ritz crackers.
No, just Ritz.
R-I-T.
Oh.
R-I-T.
It's all over the place there. All right, continue.
They normal people. Will... Have you ever dyed anything?
Oh, yeah,
with,
use
like,
it
cotton.
All the time.
Yeah, but you can't use it with like polyester.
You can't.
And stuff.
I thought I've seen people
I'd give
it do
a try.
There's iPoly, which is a different. something. Anyways, RIT now makes dyes for synthetic fibers, like the liquid dyes and stuff like that, which is a really big deal because a lot of the... Sometimes I don't pay attention to the types of fabric I buy when I do cosplay. I'm just like, this looks like what I want it to look like. I'm going to buy it. And then if I need to dye it, I'm like, oh. That sucks. So, that's exciting. That's a big deal.
Yeah, thank you, RIT.
Yeah, it's been... I mean, RIT's been around for a long ass time.
Yeah.
And,
I think I just read about it.
Even QFC, our grocery store, sells RIT.
Yeah, RIT is like everywhere. Yeah. It's a really common thing. Like black, whites, or the black, reds, blues, yellows, and
basic white. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would just be bleach, I guess.
Yeah, it was white one. It was gray. Wrong. But black is a very, very easy one to do. I did that with some of my old stuff I used to do back in high school.
Oh, you just dye stuff?
Yeah, well, I mean, like you know, RC stuff. You know,
you dye
them very easily. That was like the way to do it was like use RIT dye. You boil the water. Throw that thing in there, you pull it out, and you do multiple passes. Because
you can do it for keyboard keys, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was having a hard time with RIT once. And it was weird because I prefer the liquid RIT over the powder because I feel like the powder stuff I can't, like, mix well enough or something.
But don't you put the powder into, like a boiling...
Yeah. No, you do. But, okay, so anyways, I was trying to do this ombre sleeve thing that, like, hangs down. And it was, like, red... And so you put part of it, it was like boiling hot water, and I had it in this bucket. And you have to do like this dip method thing. And so I'm dipping it or like holding it, and then like little dark dots would happen randomly. 'Cause
you didn't mix it well enough.
I know, it's like I mix it. It's like boiling water, so it should be like gone, and then I just kept getting dots, and then and it only has happened to me with that one. It was red.
Mm.
So I don't know if red's like, if it was just that bottle I had, I suck ass, or if it's red.
I've heard that like certain colors do have issues because the way like the pigments are kind of like made up, it might cause an issue, but I don't know. I mean, you could always put it through one of the strain, you know, like one of the.
Well, this was years ago.
Yeah, when you're like, go!
This is like no time, come on. So it was probably half me, half something else. But I remember trying it like two or three times, and it happened every time. So I was like. And I would try, like, different, like, I'm going to boil the water longer and harder, you know, I don't know.
You got to put it through a sifter.
Water doesn't change temperature if you boil it longer.
Okay, whatever.
As soon as water boils.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Couldn't you pressurize?
But in your head, you're thinking maybe if I just let it sit there for longer, you know, it'll cook. No, the color in the water.
It'll agitate itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Powder like a sifter is what I found. Yeah. Any sort of powder thing makes it so much better. No? What?
Oh, I'm just wiggling my ears around.
Oh.
It looked like you were saying no.
Yeah, like, no, you're wrong. It doesn't do anything.
He just likes to feel his ears move.
They're a little loose.
They're a little jiggly. They're a little jiggly.
They slap around a little bit. Anyway.
But you made eye contact with us and shook your head.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, like
don't
the moment
ever
we like,
make
you
eye
made,
contact with us when you're
comment.
Doing stuff like that, all right? Yeah. Come on now.
Made a comment, instant look at us, shake head.
It feels good, I'm sorry.
Oh, and Kevin's got a broken ear.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Is it sad?
Does it hurt?
Nope. It's good. It's a little floppy. It's like a dog.
Rough.
It's sometimes too big, so.
How's Kevin's coffee, by the way?
It's really good.
Oh.
His slow press coffee?
Good job, Kevin.
Iced coffee, yes.
Oh, I thought you made, like, the slow press
the
again.
Cold brew?
Yes. Cold brew, yeah.
Have you tried the new cold brew from Starbucks?
Not.
There's a new one?
Well, they're making, one? Like, real toddy or whatever.
Oh. Instead of just dumping it in a bucket.
Can we have
ice.
Cold brew
or whatever they
pour
do.
Over? Is that a possibility?
Is
cold
it what?
Brew pour over?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
I remember one of our friends was like made a big deal about like pour over coffee and how much better it is. And it's like, what if you make it
cold
brew?
Oh, some people
brew?
Get like they need to go to places. They're like, oh, this one, I can't go to blah, blah, blah because they don't have pour over. Like, they have to go to pour over.
I went to a place that pour over. It still tasted like coffee.
Yeah, they just pour it in the cup. Then it's okay.
Yeah, I was not impressed, but
yeah, I think it's probably something like, you know, like wine or, you know, all the things that like if you drink it a lot or you're really, you know,
you refine your palate of what
you
like. Yeah, you
know
yeah.
coffee really well, then you probably can like taste the difference.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah.
Hey, we did a sake tasting.
We did
last week. And
oh really? Oh, down in Portland.
Yes.
Yeah, there's. I guess it's the only.
Did we film the podcast before
we
did?
We filmed it before, so we didn't talk about it.
We didn't talk
but,
about our last weekend trip.
It's the only producer in like the Northwest area. Is that what he said? Or West Coast? Was it West? No, because California probably has one. It was something really big. It was.
Was it cold or hot sake?
It was cold.
Okay.
Cold and so we each
Pacific Northwest.
It was probably the Pacific Northwest. Yeah,
those four.
And it was we each got to have four different ones, and they just gave us like a pamphlet, and we chose from the one. And I had one of the cloudy ones.
Yeah, you know, those are good. It was really good.
But it was nice actually. I was worried because I thought it was gonna be like wine tasting, where you're like, this is wine, this is other wine, okay, wine, you know. But you could actually taste the differences in all the different. I don't know. It was really nice. Like she would describe it. She'd be like, this one kind of tastes like pear, and you'd be like, oh, I can taste
that. Yeah,
this one tastes like it Scotch whiskey, and I was like, yeah, right.
There was one that had the whiskey taste,
and it actually legitimately had a caramely undertone.
Okay,
so it was refreshing because I was like, I legitimately can feel what I'm supposed to feel here, I guess.
So is sake your new drink of choice, or a new drink to your list of
one of the people we were with, one of them actually bought one, but it ended up being not sake. It was plum wine.
Yeah. But it still tastes good.
It was the plum wine was really good.
Okay, yeah. I've had both. Like, I go to sushi places a lot, and like, I usually get sake or plum wines. It's still tasty. It tastes very good. I think
the one of the guys we were with kept getting like just basic sake. It didn't have earthy tones or like peach. You know, it was just like, and those were pretty solid too.
I had one that tasted like mushrooms. It's weird.
Oh yeah. And there were some bad ones.
Pina colada one.
Yeah, there was ones where they inject like syrup into Kevin, I had was it pear?
You had pear. I had
one of the sugary ones too at the end. I had pina colada, and I had a different fruit. We were at the end just like, fuck it. Because there's four of us, and we tried everybody, so we've tasted, a bunch of them already. So we're like, the choices were getting low, and they were pretty bad. They were way too syrupy.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I like cloudy ones, and like they're a little thicker usually. Like the cloudy ones.
She said when she poured mine, she goes I call this a skim milk, like the thin, how thin it is, and then someone
got an even cloudier one.
Someone got one, and she said it's like 1%. Yeah.
Okay. So. I can't taste the difference, but the thing is, like, I can't imagine syrup, man. That wouldn't make it like.
It was weird. It was definitely it. Yeah.
That'd mess up the flavor.
It was something only this place makes.
Oh, okay.
Because we tried ones from the actual place, and then we tried imports. So that we were just all over the board. Everywhere. Sake is not that expensive, though, either.
It's usually pretty cheap.
We were looking at the prices, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like $9 a bottle.
I guess it's like wine.
No. I got sake once at one of the new places up in Seattle, where it's a bottle, right? And then there's like a hole inside of the bottle. But it's not a hole. It's like a bubble that goes into the main chamber of it, and then like put ice in there so it keeps it cool as it goes.
It was
pretty cool. But then one of my friends decided to pour it out with the open hole and it went everywhere.
Oh,
and it's like, what happened?
Like people are like, dumb white people.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever had sake before, Rebecca? I've only had hot sake before this.
Yeah, cold sake is way to go. I love
hot sake. Was weird. It was too much.
Hot.
But I guess hot sake is not really in.
Vogue.
Anymore, like the guy was like, everybody just drinks it cold.
Makes it less bitter.
Yeah, because I had it at Umi, and they have both, and I wasn't purchasing it, so I didn't have control over the temperature.
Quick question: when was the last time you guys went to Umi? I did not like the sushi there very much personally.
You didn't get the right kind.
Yeah, we went. It's been a while, probably a year now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Since you got your hair cut by that girl that first time.
In
September, I think. Yeah. It's been a while.
I'm starting to really refining what I like in terms of sushi. Lost. So.
Yeah.
Wanderlusty lust.
Wanderlust. She
get
left.
Lost.
And now,
she's
now
gone
I
forever.
Cut Kevin's hair.
But
it's easy, though.
Yeah. Just hack at it. It's bloody.
I saw a guy on my bus the other day that you could copy his haircut if you're looking for something really edgy.
All right, what are we doing?
Okay, so it's buzzed, but then once your head starts curving back here is when there's a chunk of hair like your ponytail.
Okay.
And then it stops.
Oh, I just read about that, but it was for women.
Oh, so is that the next thing?
What was
That's
it?
That's totally the next thing.
Wait, so
I
don't
remember
like
what era
it
was.
Okay,
right
there,
it was
that's
like
very
the
Japanese.
Yeah,
that's very Japanese.
Back. Airline.
Well, Ari's Chinese too. I've seen those in some of the old movies.
That was the old timey.
Yeah, it was old timey.
We were learning. I got a fashion book at my library, and they used back in the Elizabethan or before that, a little bit before that. Yeah, they would girls would like shave their heads up here to make a bigger forehead.
Yeah, because that was more
that was the
high
thing.
Class.
Yeah. Really having a big forehead.
Yeah.
All right, now we know.
Yeah.
That's Kevin, don't do that.
But it makes sense as to why I see some, like, paintings from back then, and I'm like, why do they look so weird? But it's because they're fucking shaving their heads.
Idiots.
Yeah. So remember probably one of the first few podcasts we had, we talked about someone, a cosplayer, charging for photo shoots?
Yes.
So I guess at San Diego Comic-Con, there were a couple people where if you wanted to just take a hallway shot of them, like, you're just a fan, like, you have your cell phone or, like, your point, like, you're just your boops camera, and you walk up, you're like, oh, that's cool cosplay. Hey, can I take a picture of you? And they were like, yeah, dollar. Like, you can take a picture of me.
Goodbye, not a fan anymore.
And so, like, the person was like, oh, they were in cosplay too, and they're like, oh, I don't have money on me because I'm wearing my cosplay. And they're like, well, I'll be around at the con all day, so find me later.
Wow.
We just go, and then walk away.
Yeah, it was, I mean, yeah, and so they, so people like, whoever wrote the article I was reading contacted San Diego Comic Con, and they were like, well, we didn't know that was happening, you know, like,
right.
If you, like, usually if you're, like, a guest or a cosplayer, like, you can charge people for pictures, but in the,
yeah.
Wait, in so the they were, like, hall. a famous cosplayer, or just a person in cosplay who just said, give me a dollar?
It was just, like, a person in cosplay, but so I guess, can you control that? Guess they're a Spock on, like, either the Hollywood Strip or Las Vegas Strip.
So then they're famous.
Then go away.
Not famous.
Don't go to the Comic-Con. Well, yeah, okay. Strip, we make money.
So you know how when you go to, like, New York or Hollywood, like, and they have those people that walk around that dress up.
Yeah.
And if you want to take a picture of them, you have to give them, like, money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was like.
Oh.
Hmm. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Was it worth a dollar?
Yeah. No. How good was it?
There was no picture of this person, so I don't know.
You see,
then it wasn't.
Because... Yeah,
that dollar was worth it.
In Times Square,
yeah,
or, you know, downtown L.A.,
no.
There's nobody dressing up, so, you know, the crappiest, fattest Batman is okay. It's a dollar for Batman.
Dollar for Batman, yeah.
Or a hand-painted naked girl in Topless Girl or whatever New York.
I don't know what I said back then, but if you're going to a Comic-Con... And I understand the point, maybe you want to make money back from it. Like, oh, I spent all money on the costume, I want to make money back. But it's like... No, like,
yeah,
I'm
why
not
going to
pay
charge?
You just because you decided to dress up. It's your choice. Yeah. You're not going there for business. If that's the case, you need to register as business and saying, I make money this way and pay taxes.
I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I'm just ask for money.
San Diego Comic-Con said if you want to do that, you need to get a booth in the exhibition hall.
Yeah, exactly. You're,
yeah.
I mean, you snap it with an iPhone. Be like, hey, can I
What service are they providing to you that you're like,
the
I don't
picture.
Know. You're in a public area, though. I'll be like, goodbye.
Okay, if you want, you know how you take pictures of people? What would happen?
Real sneaky, like.
No, you go up.
You mean in their houses?
Yeah.
Which pictures?
Okay.
At cons.
Well, the house ones, but
at cons.
But at a con, you know, when you're like, oh, I'm excited. Because I see you go up and take pictures
of
people.
No one's ever been like, no.
Yeah, but what if they did?
I'd just walk away.
No. Yeah,
but
exactly.
You would stare at them, right? You do that face that you do where you're baffled.
Yeah, the face I do. I would do the face, and then I would leave.
Yeah,
I
call it the Rebecca face
where you go. Maybe that's why I don't have a problem with it, though. Because I would just be like, okay, no dollar. I'll go. Goodbye.
So, you know, but it's not. It's
but then
just...
they'll miss out on my presence, and then they'll be like, wait, I'll give you a dollar. I'll give you a dollar if you come back. That's the game I play. Then I get paid.
Like, you're trying to play hard. Like, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going now.
And they're like, all right. Bam. Turn it around on them.
But I mean, like, $1, like, that's just annoying at that point.
I wonder how much they made.
I know, right? Like, that can't be that much.
Who carries cash, first off, these days?
Well, you're at a con.
Yeah,
you have
to buy stuff. There's
a lot of people at the exhibition hall take card now, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've never...
Yeah, those, like, PayPal things are cheap.
Yeah, the Square. What? Yeah.
Next thing you know, someone's going to build in, like, a Square reader and be like, oh, no, just swipe your card right there. It's totally cool. It'll auto-charge $1.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Just wait until it takes iPay, boop. All right, thanks, you know.
Yeah, like, I take iPay, so just, go ahead and hold your iPhone up here, and it'll auto-charge you. I don't know. Like, $1 is literally annoying. If it was more, then maybe.
No,
like,
what?
I would charge,
are you kidding
like,
me?
67
no.
cents.
Yeah, that, exactly. Yeah, it's that kind of
exact
like, coins.
Change
like, what
only.
Are you doing?
No, I don't know, because it's so little money. Like, how much do you actually expect to make? Like, maybe $100?
They probably
like,
made,
free,
like,
$0.
$5,000. I mean, that's a big convention.
Okay, it was.
I mean, that is the
convention. Did I tell you what
convention.
Cosplay it was?
Oh, no.
No, it
was Spock.
Oh, you mentioned that she was on the...
Did I say that?
Yeah. You said Spock on the strip,
I didn't think they were dressed up as Spock then.
Yeah, exactly.
So people were maybe recognizing Spock. That person.
No.
No, because the person that was telling the story was like, just saw the Spock cosplay, wanted to take a picture, and then he was like, no dollar. And I guess it happened with other people, like different cosplayers. And...
This is like the weird spillover time. Before.
Yeah. Well, speaking of SDCCCCCC, did you see the trailer for the Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
It was like. I liked it was like 100% Harley Quinn.
I forgot about her, and I liked how they focused on her because I was like, shit, she's cute.
She connected. You connected with her on the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked her a lot too. Holly, not so much.
I did not like her either, I'm gonna be honest.
No, I said I liked her. Much. I said I wish there was I wanted more Joker.
Or more Will Smith.
Well, they wanted to keep him secret.
I know. So it kept being Harley Quinn and I was like, cool.
He looked good though.
He did look
like
I was like, all right. Because that picture that they took of him
was
kinda
like silly looking, but when he was speaking and kind of
I don't know, the video made it look like he had like Voldemort face, like it, the makeup was too smoothly white, you know. So it was like his nose blended into his face.
Voldemort face is really smooth.
Yeah, but it looked. I mean, like when they did the video, like his it was so white and it was kind of dark.
That we all want in the end. Voldemort face. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much
blank
the hottest face.
Yeah, I don't know. It was good though. I want to watch the movie.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh. I want more Will Smith though.
We'll see. You never know how they'll develop. You never know how they might develop.
Smith.
Well, yeah, people on Reddit were like, "Oh, Will Smith playing Will Smith." So
yeah, but the thing is, he's not the main character. I'm curious how it's going to be with him not being.
Well,
in the
trailer, he was pretty prevalent.
Was he really that
much?
And
a couple lines in the trailer. The trailer was 90% Harley Quinn, 1% Cara Delevingne.
Just looking all like.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
I'm walking through
girl.
Something.
I don't know why she. She's in a lot of movies.
Look on my face.
And then I have a look.
Who was Will Smith? The woman? The woman sitting at the table?
What's his name?
Deadshot, I think.
No, something shot.
I think he was that woman sitting at the table.
That was Harlequin.
No, the woman who was like, when they're sitting at the table talking about they're in prison and I'm going to make them my...
Oh, the black lady.
That was Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, that was...
That's impressive makeup work then.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was neat. So I'd like to see more of him too.
Are they going to blend this Suicide Squad into the Batman vs Superman era, like that universe, or is that or is that different on its own?
Oh well, someone on Reddit said with the new Batman trailer, and he was getting his suit, and the suit like turns around, and it said it's like spray painted, and it says like "haha, joke's on you" on it, and they were like, "That's the connection you're supposed to make
this
with
Superman,
those two movies."
This is supposed to be like the sequel-ish to the Superman movie where he fought Lex Luthor and killed Lex Luthor in the last movie.
Isn't Lex Luthor in the new Batman vs. Superman?
I think he died. They snapped his neck at the end of the movie.
He's in it, though. He has, like, hair, though.
What?
Yeah.
I thought they killed him. I thought he ripped off his suit. That's why he ripped off his suit. Then threw it down. No, he killed him. No, he killed Lex Luthor.
They're not tied together.
That's weird. But the Superman's the same guy, I thought.
See, comic books get so confusing. It's like X-Men. It's like there's so many
universes.
like places it can go. And then, like, with the movies, like, they have to, like, be like, oh, it's this, but we changed the past, and so now it's basic again.
I don't know,
they just get so wound.
#basic.
Well, at least with, like, the new Marvel superhero stuff, all of it is in the same universe, and it all is, like, gonna come into fruition at the end of all of it. Like, that is good with them. I think it's, like, Earth 999999 or something like that. And, like, because I'm reading up on it. But, like, what's canon in the comic books is Earth 616 for the Marvel side of things. I don't know about DC. But, like, 616 is, like, this is what happened to all the characters. This is the main line of things. Anything that happened is another universe that they've accessed.
C.S. Lewis. Do you know that Gambit is going to be in the new movie?
Really?
Nice. The new X-Men movie.
Kevin was like,
You know who plays him?
Who?
Channing Tatum.
Oh, my God.
Well, how is he going to do that accent?
He's from Louisiana.
Wait,
Louisiana.
Channing Tatum is?
Yes.
God damn it.
He was on Ellen and explained to him, like,
So he should be able to do it pretty
well.
He has
a very Cajun, like, one. So I saw the interview with him and Ellen. He had a very Cajun, like, he could speak Cajun, like, very, like, I don't understand
damn
what
it.
You're saying.
All
I have
right.
no idea
all
what
right,
you're
so
saying.
He can do it, though.
He'll be fine.
Right. We were worried about the accent.
Yeah, but the charisma makes sense, honestly. The charisma, that would be, like, a perfect match from charisma-wise. Build-wise...
He's a little jacked.
He's a little bit
Gambit
jacked.
Gambit needs to be a little thinner.
Gambit is very lanky and just very, but he's quick. That's the thing about Gambit. He's very quick and just can throw energy things and make things explode.
Well, with his damn cards.
Well, it's not cards.
He has the cards.
Yeah, but that's not the only thing he throws.
He just remembers gambling.
Sure, Rebecca, get your shit together. I was only talking about him last night because remember Alicia was obsessed with him, our friend from Borders?
Was that what that was?
Yeah, she's obsessed with Gambit, and she talks about Gambit all the time.
Well, they were all obsessed with the whole Cajun, kind of like, I'm a criminal, cool again, blah blah blah.
So she was obsessed with Gambit, and I couldn't remember Gambit's...
Oh, and the food.
And I couldn't remember Gambit's name last night, so I had to, like, Google all this shit, and I finally got it, and then it was like, Gambit in New X-Men, and I was like, really?
So what's the new X-Men focusing on? I haven't seen the new X-Men
trailer.
It's the
80s.
It's the cover of the Entertainment Magazine this week.
I don't remember, it's in the 80s, so they have
Jubilee, which is like
totally
80s. Jean Grey when she's younger.
Okay, so, yeah,
I don't know what the story is.
Is it going to be that McElroy guy playing Xavier again?
Yeah, it's
okay.
The same guy.
Okay, so
yeah.
It's that era. They're playing the new universe. Oh, that's right, they're doing the new universe of what happened since the Sentinels
didn't
get invented.
Like Jennifer Lawrence is in it.
That's right, okay.
I don't know the storyline about it though. I just know the characters that, like, Storm, like young Storm with Mohawk is gonna be in it.
Mohawk.
Hey, she looks pretty badass actually.
She should. Got that name.
Storm.
Yeah.
Have you never watched any of the X-Men movies?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
It's not what's her name playing it again.
Yeah, it's not Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, thank God. Her career has gone so downhill that she is like shows up as a 2-minute cameo in a.
Well, I guess they cut some stuff out of her, of her cameo in the movie.
They cut stuff. Well, maybe they just couldn't fit it in the storyline or something.
Oh, but people like to gossip and say they cut it because it was so bad.
Probably she has not done anything since Catwoman. It's been garbage.
She's done movies, but yeah, no, I know. I mean, she won an Oscar for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, she wore that dress.
Monster? Was it Monster?
Monster's Ball. Monster's Ball, I think it was what it's called.
No, was that, or is that, I'm thinking of a different movie, maybe. I don't know, yes, but she won an Academy Award, and she wore that dress, and everybody was like, whoo.
The
low back dress. Yeah. Anyways, so there's a convention in Portland called NewCon.
Yes.
And it's...
They started with the Kickstarter, right?
Yeah.
Two or three years ago?
Yeah, a couple years ago, a while ago. And they used to be around Christmas, but now they're around New Year's time, early January. And,
makes sense.
They're a new con, too. So, you know, things were a little rough, but they're getting better, and they added another day. Like, they were only 1 or 2 day, and then now they're a full weekend and stuff. And now they're getting, like, big guests and stuff.
Hmm. Anime?
It's like an everything con. Like, sci-fi, all of it.
So it's
games.
Like Comic-Con.
But I think it does kind of lean more towards anime a little bit. And I'm not sure. We contemplate going, but then we're like, nah.
Let it go for a little bit. Let's smooth itself out.
But there's this cosplayer, I guess, that kind of knew the guy that started NewCon.
Mm-hmm.
So she was one of the special guests the first year. And she offered to do it for free because it was, like, a brand new convention. And, you know, like, they have barely any money. And they're starting out. So she was like, hey, you know, I'll do it. I'll do it for free. Blah, blah, blah. Fine. Went well. End. Next year she did it. But she got paid this time, so they had a contract, he paid her, blah, 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 went well. This past one we just had, this in January, she did it again, had the contract, but she didn't get paid.
Mm.
And so she contacted him in, like, March, which was only a couple months after, and was like, hey, I just, you know, wanted to know what was going on. And he was like, oh, you know, I'm sorry, you know, things, like, he was explaining it, and she was like, okay, cool, just, like, let me know. And he's like, yeah. And she contacted him again in April, and she had moved, so he had sent the check to the wrong address. So she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, you know, I totally meant to update you on my address, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no worries, I'll cancel the check. Done. I'll send you a new one to your new address. But he never did. So then in late June, she was like, she contacted him again, and, like, he wasn't, like, either wasn't replying or just giving her the runaround, so she wrote this blog post and was like, fuck this shit, blah,
okay,
blah, blah.
This is her fault, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Like she sent the money, and that's his
but
job.
But what if he didn't?
That's called forwarding. That's when you get your mail forwarding. You get that set up the day you move, And then it gets forwarded to your new address. That's not his problem, to be honest.
Yeah, it depends. Like,
unless he didn't.
But at the end of the day, legally, he has.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if he didn't even send the check because, like, he couldn't even pay. Like, she was like, money. And, like, other guests aren't being paid, like, bigger guests than her, like, actual, like, you know, people. They're not being paid at all. And there's this, I don't know, he's not paying anybody, basically. And the World Cosplay Summit had preliminaries there.
Okay.
And the people, so you fly people there, and you have to fly them back to their home. He never bought them return tickets, so they were stuck
forever
in Portland because he never bought
stuck in Portland.
The return.
That's a little outrageous.
And like the prizes, they never got prizes for the contest, like that. Like they said
this sounds like a lawsuit. Class action, everybody.
Well,
this is another class.
And the thing that the cosplayer was saying was like, you know, I don't think it's worth it to do small claims. Worth it to do small claims. How much money is it? It's probably a couple hundred bucks.
You have a contract.
In this situation, though,
she has a contract.
Right, but she would have to file the lawsuit in Portland.
Yes.
She lives in Portland.
It's where that guy lives. If he lives in Portland, then she has to file
in Portland. They both live in Portland.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the other people, too. The flight people, like, that's... That one, I think, you have to file in the state that it happened.
You file where that person lives.
What do you mean? I don't know. Never mind. Yeah. All right, anyway.
Oh, it's too long. What are you doing?
I was looking up NewCon. Apparently, it was amazing.
Was it? It wasn't like.
No, on their website, it says NewCon was amazing.
Was like Dragon.
Anyways, she was going back and forth, like, I don't think it'd be worth it to do like a small claim.
How much money was it?
I don't know because, you know, she's not going to talk about how much she charges to do an event.
$5,000.
But, you know, if it's. How much is small claims under?
Up to $5,000.
Up to $5,000.
Yeah, up to $5,000.
If it's under $5,000 and you're not getting your money and you can't, and they're, you know, you feel they're not contacting you, blah, 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 absolutely go to small claims. Even if it doesn't get as far, it might light a fire under their butt. So she wrote this blog, immediately gets paid. And then he had to write on New... Because I follow... This is the only reason why I saw this is because I follow NewCon on Facebook. He had to write something. There's been rumors about the company and blah, 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 blah. Because I guess people are leaving the
management group?
Because they don't... You know, they don't like the way it's being run or whatever.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
And so he's trying to fight it and she's saying something else. And
that's where Small Claims Court decides who is actually the winner.
But people in the comments of her blog were like, you know, I've experienced this too... So it's interesting.
Yeah.
What is New Con? Eventually, it's going to become Old Con.
I know. I was hoping it was N U.
Yeah, N E U, N E U Con.
It's N E W. Because it's for New Year's. It was originally like right around New Year's, like end of December, early January.
So what I've been learning about cons is you can just literally put any word in front of the word con and it becomes a con, like Flower Con, Flower Convention, Blue Con,
but
NumCon.
Yeah.
ButtCon.
EarCon.
Yeah. So, like, do you want to make a convention, Kyle?
Yeah, let's make a call. CalCon.
CalCon?
CalCon.
That's kind of weird to say.
All they can do is vendors like who like sell pictures of me constantly. That's all it is.
Or t-shirts that just say, Kyle! Exclamation point.
Exactly. I think the name Kyle is underappreciated these days.
Is it?
It's a pretty horrible name. Exactly. Like the Tonys and like the Antonios and like the Aarons and the Bobs.
I went to school with a lot of Kyles. We had to do like the Kyle M, Kyle S.
And where did they end up?
They're dead.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're
dead.
In a trash can.
In a trash can. Prom dust.
Anyway,
at
this time.
Oh, you were already way past half.
Oh, I know. No, actually, well, it depends. I thought we were doing a 40-minute podcast today.
Oh, we are.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We are a little past half now at 20 minutes. At 20... Okay, 28 minutes.
So, by the way, we're going to change the formatting, guys, to a 40-minute. Podcast since a lot of
we talked about that a long time ago.
So I'm trying to catch up.
Yeah,
I'm trying
you don't
my fans.
You
Kyle
don't
fans.
Watch
Kyle
the podcast.
Point fans.
Yeah. So this week's
Kyle Con fans.
This weekly cosplay podcast is brought to you by Pinky Paradise.
Once again, thank you, Pinky.
If you need contact lenses of any color, with prescription, without prescription, all that fanciness.
With the stigmatism.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Visit elitecosplay.com/pinkyparadise to get your contacts.
It's actually a good thing you mentioned that because my contact is like, that's why I'm touching my eyes so much, people, because like, it keeps getting stuck to the top of my eyes.
Ew.
Why don't you get new contacts?
I do need to get some new ones. I will. I need to find a
Why don't you get some colored ones?
That's what I'm saying. Pinky Paradise would be good, then I can get new
some
ones.
Some blue ones.
That's what I want to get.
So creepy.
Well, if it's like dark blue, it'd be like dark blue.
You can get like a really opaque white blue.
Yeah.
Like white ice in my... Yeah. But yeah, but like I said, then the brown behind it will just darken it.
It doesn't. That's why you a get, lot of no, cosplayers have brown eyes.
We did a review
eyes.
On this a while ago of what the difference of purple and it looks like on Holly's and mine.
It looks better on Kevin, actually, than me.
Well, it was a dark purple, though. Yeah,
it was.
Used,
it was
right?
a dark purple.
Yeah, so maybe I'll get something. Get some blue ones.
I forgot. Oh, speaking of sponsors, Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Day. Oh, God. That was,
how was that?
I was reading all the Twitter posts. Oh, they're all along the lines of the...
This was garbage. Stop.
I didn't know what they were.
I gotta read this.
What was it?
The
perfect
thing?
There was
a couple other... I found the perfect quote about Amazon Prime Day.
How I felt about that day. Yeah, I remember I was like, God damn it. There is... Let's see what it says. Yeah, Amazon Prime Day. That was July 15th. Anything that I wanted instantly sold out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was
there have to admit, though, there were a few things that actually were pretty good. Like, there was a $1,000 4K 16 or 55-inch TV with, like, a hard drive or something.
Yeah,
that wasn't a bad deal.
The Fitbit was an okay deal. You got a $25 Amazon
credit. I want it cheaper. I don't want a gift card to spend back at your company. I want it cheaper.
But, I mean, we literally buy everything off Amazon anyway.
Yeah, but I want it cheaper.
I mean, I'm pretty sure everything on this table...
So, my favorite quote was, "Nothing I wanted was on sale. Also, I don't know what I want, but it's not that."
Yeah, exactly. There was a lot of crap on there that I was like, I don't really want. I mean, I almost bought an armband for my phone because, you know, when I go running and stuff, it'd be nice to have it on there. But it was just like, it was just one of those things where it's like, there's clearly nothing else on here I want. Even though I have Amazon Prime, they have free shipping. I don't want to buy this because I'm saving $1, you know?
More deals than Black Friday.
So they're technically not wrong.
Better deals, just more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, I was literally looking to spend money.
Yeah, no,
like, Amazon, I'll spend money.
Yeah.
And there was nothing.
Give me good deals
money.
Today.
Even winning than I am to my parents.
Yeah.
Was it Fitbit HR on there?
It was the HR. It was $145 with the $25
rebate. There was an electronic
rebate.
Pencil sharpener, apparently.
Oh, shit. Well, I was looking at women's shoes.
Missed out.
I was looking at women's shoes because I was like, oh, yeah. And it was like water sandals.
Water sandals.
What do you call them?
Jelly shoes?
Not jelly shoes. Remember
galoshes?
Remember those shoes you used to wear to the beach? And they like had all the holes and they were like meshy material.
Sandals?
Aqua socks. Oh my god. I completely forgot about them. But it was like that.
That's
the kind of shoes they had on Amazon Prime Day.
Oh man, I forgot about Aqua Socks.
Yeah, I forgot. Like, I can't even remember the name.
Do we even have water sandals?
Plenty of Aqua Socks.
Sure? I don't remember them.
Yeah. Everybody had Aqua Socks.
I don't think I did.
That's how you went to the beach. Because then you could run around and not step on
sharp
glass.
Objects. Yeah.
I remember one of our neighbors had a lake house and like the rocks that were around his cabin were just like sharp like needles in your feet when you're walking on them.
I don't remember that.
Oh god, maybe I was just a dense small boy.
And plus they're great for Washington because we don't really have Seattle area because we don't really have sandy beaches. We have rock beaches.
Mm-hmm. And we have artificial sand beaches.
Yeah.
So you gotta wear shoes.
How are we going to film the podcast next week? I guess we'll film it and then go to Kyle's birthday
party.
Yeah,
that's probably...
Oh, it's my birthday!
Next week.
Not now.
Yeah.
Why don't we just film it at the beach that we're going to?
We don't want
to
bring all this stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of equipment to bring to these things. When it's just Holly and me, it's only two mics and one recorder.
Yeah.
Makes it easy.
I'll tell you later. yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
Have a good time.
All right.
Good job, everybody.
Yes.
What?
So off to the bite.
Off to the bite.
Of Seattle.
We'll probably record some more out there.
Nah.
You forget how hard it is to record.
No, just record
things.
On your phone. Just like, you know, use like the microphone thing and just like stick in your face. What do you have to say, Holly?
Do you like this elephant ear,
you
sir?
People a dollar. You guys should wear those ears, and then when people go, "Can I take your picture?" Dollar.
Hey.
Well, when
we
filmed the podcast last week, someone asked if she could take our picture. We should have charged her a dollar.
We were just sitting in the park.
We were sitting in a park in Portland, and she's like, "Can I take your picture?" Yeah.
Were you guys wearing anything?
No, it was really weird.
No, we were both naked, just sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
What are you guys wearing on your clothes?
We were literally about to go live. I was about to talk, and she was like, "Can I take your picture?" And I was like, "What?"
Did she know who you guys were?
No, she was just this older lady, and she was with her family.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
She's excited.
You guys are cosplaying as, like, podcasters.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know what she thought it was, but
you guys were famous.
She was probably taking pictures of everything, though.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, her kids will be like, "What the hell is this,
Grandma?"
Look
at these Portlanders.
Yeah.
It's such a crazy place. Wacky.
Anyways.
So really quick, did you guys, have you seen Jurassic World yet, you guys?
No.
Okay. Well, there's a cos there's a guy who did a cosplay, and you'll see in the movie it's very obvious. So he's like
with the alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That is like my favorite part because I noticed it was like this guy literally went back, grabbed his two markers, and like slinked away like from when everything was attacking. I actually noticed that in the movie. I was like, what?
Wait,
like,
what happened?
So these things were attacking, like flying things, you know, large amount of flying things were attacking.
Velociraptors.
Yes, velociraptor, flying velociraptors.
Yeah.
And everyone's running around, just in chaos and whatnot, and he went back to his table, grabbed the two margaritas that he bought, and then like ran away. It was like a tourist guy.
So
I was
on
like,
Reddit, they posted this guy's like doing this, like, he's holding two margaritas.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
It was quite literally what that guy did
okay,
in the movie.
That makes a lot of sense. I saw that picture and I was like, I don't know what this
yeah,
is,
no,
whatever.
It was funny. It was just like so like the most random. I noticed, I was like, what are you doing, dude? Like, get out of there. But then I realized you probably paid like $20 for that thing. He's probably like, I'm gonna keep this name.
Well, you wanna be drunk when dinosaurs are attacking.
Yeah. Exactly. They high tickles and
you don't
wanna
be sober for that.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
Please come hang out with us next week.
Yeah, come find us at the Seattle Bite.
This has already been passed.
Yeah, 3 days.
It won't work. Anyways, yeah. Bye. Oh, were you going to say something?
Anime Revolution.
Oh, yeah. Go in Anime Revolution if you want to shoot with
wow,
us.
Wow, such motivation.
Sorry,
by Holly.
I suddenly got really sleepy. If you want to shoot with us at Anime Revolution, elitecosplay.com/AR15. You can look at all the information there. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
See
you. Bye-bye.